You just tuned into the Dental Marketer Talks, hashtag TDM Talks podcast. I'm your host, Michael, coming at you with the latest episode. Hey guys, today I have a featured guest. She's the founder of DDS Connections, where they take care of all your dental staffing needs. Also, she's the owner of their marketing department as well, where she specializes in making your brand stand out to the new potential patients. She is also the owner of the new fun and exciting app called Cavity Smash, which I'm going to throw out a caution out there. If you guys download it, you will be addicted to it. So, Aveline, how are you doing today?
I am doing wonderful, Michael. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to share and talk to all of your listeners today.
Awesome, awesome. We're all excited to listen and take in all this information today. So, Aveline, do me a favor and tell us a little bit more about yourself and how you got started with DDS Connections.
Absolutely. So I am originally a registered dental hygienist. Mm-hmm. Before that, I was a dental assistant for 10 years. But I've worked in a practice in downtown New York City, busy practice, and I had a baby. And at that moment, the dentist that I worked for, he wanted to find someone to fill in for me when I was on maternity leave. And it was a chore. It was a chore to find the right fit. He also needed a front desk person, and the office ended up paying huge fees to hire employees that ended up leaving shortly after anyway. When they utilized the agencies, it was so expensive. So it occurred to me, Michael, that I have to find a way that it's more affordable for dentists to find good employees. And that's how I came up with the concept of DDS Connections. DDS Connections is the LinkedIn of dentistry. Doctors create a profile, and then anyone in a dental office that needs a position creates the profile. They upload their photographs. They can upload pictures of x-rays they've taken. No patient names, of course. Mm-hmm. And the doctor and the employee can connect directly without any hidden fees.
Awesome. That's amazing. How old is DDS Connections, if you don't mind me asking?
Absolutely. We launched on the Greater New York Dental Convention in 2014, and we have just been taking off with steam ever since. People are very excited about the concept. The doctors can post a job and have people reply to it. You can put people into favorite sections, employees that you're really happy working with, and not having to pay crazy fees is absolutely wonderful, you know?
Yeah.
We're in such an interactive, you know, time right now that having that right at your fingertips, people are really excited about.
Mm-hmm. So DDS Connections is the LinkedIn for dentists. So that's pretty good. Yeah, because I already know.
Yeah, connecting dentists with staff.
Yeah, I already know three or four dentists listening right now who are looking for some some staff members. So DDSConnections.com is where they can find it, and then just build the profile, and then boom, it's easy, right?
Super, super easy, and it's so interactive as well. You know, some people post videos, their resumes are on there, all their skill levels listed, and contacting them is super easy. So that's been so wonderful to see people find a new team and not have to pay crazy fees to get connected with talented people.
Awesome. That's amazing. Okay. So, Aveline, I'm going to ask you two questions. First one, I'm going to throw it right at you right now. It's what's one technique of marketing that you have seen or experienced gain success in attracting new patients that my listeners can do today?
Oh, that's a great question. Because at DDS Connections, we also do marketing, and we do a lot of social media marketing. Mm-hmm. And we do a lot of internal marketing as well for the doctor. So one thing that I think that dentists can do would be they can get started today serving their patients. And surveying your patients is a simple tool that you can gather a wealth of information from. What you do is you take, let's say, 25 happy patients for the month, the happiest ones that love coming to see you. And you ask each one the same set of questions, whether it's 5 or 10 questions, like what it is you want in a dentist. Simple questions. And then you collect the answers and the common things are the reasons why these patients stay with you. So then you take those common things and that's what you advertise on social media. You key into those things. So for example, if a patient says, I come to you looking for a general dentist, and you see that repetitively in your survey, you would say, gentle dentist is the reason why my patients are with me and they stay and they're happy. So I'm going to advertise saying gentle dentist because I will get more happy patients and I will get more people that are staying with me because that's working for me. So that's, you can get such a wealth of information, Michael, from surveys. And I think doctors need to realize that it's right within their practice. The happy people that are staying with you have the answer that you're looking for. Reach out and ask them, and then
Excellent.
advertise with that.
Amazing. Okay, so the one technique you recommend is to survey the happy patients, to ask them the
Yes.
questions like, hey, why are you here? Obviously, if they're happy, they're going to tell you. And then from that point on, we advertise that. That's brilliant. I love that because a lot of dentists, especially when it comes to marketing, we feel or they feel lost. So they try and be everywhere at one time. We're gentle, we're cheap, we're innovative, but that's not all going to bring the right patients that they want. So they got to find out what. The first, they got to find out the demographic and the community of the patients that they want, which is their happy patients,
Absolutely.
right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then after once they find
Absolutely.
out who their happy patients are, then they can start figuring, surveying them, like you said, and then asking them like, "Hey, why are you here?" And then, boom, there you
Get
go. You can
more.
advertise it. That's
Because like
brilliant.
attracts like.
Exactly. I love it. Okay, so question number two: what's one marketing strategy, idea or technique you would never do again, and why?
Another good question from you, Michael. And this is something interesting. I've seen this often, and it's a strategy that I will never do because it totally does not pay. Notice that people get on social media and they just start posting, and they just post and they do not engage. So they will post, and advertise something, and they have no engagement. And the key that people need to understand is that social media started because of engagement. So my recommendation would be when you start your Facebook page or your Instagram, engage your followers. Like the pictures of their babies that you genuinely think are cute and adorable. Comment from time to time. And what that does on the algorithm of the social media platforms, it allows your posts to show up in their timeline more frequently. And they will pay attention to what you're doing because you're paying attention to what they're doing. So when you're ready to advertise a special, somebody's actually going to be paying attention. But a lot of people actually jump on social media and sometimes they'll just post three, four back-to-back things and no engagement and then sometimes disappear for days. That's like walking into a party, Michael, and just tell them, hey, everybody, I have five paintings to sell and then leaving.
I mean, I see that all the time. And guys, I just want you guys to know that Aveline is a fantastic social media marketer. That's one of the main things she specializes in marketing. So she knows what she's talking about when she's seeing this, because we all see it. We all see it so much where dentists create a profile and then they just start saying, free teeth whitening for our new patients or new patient special. But who are they saying that to? Like, there's no audience that's listening, or if there is a following,
Exactly.
their following is like maybe somebody else who's interested in their business of like, hey, I can market for you guys, or it's probably somebody.
Exactly.
It's nobody. No patients are their audience that are interested in them. So I mean,
Exactly.
I see that. I can totally resonate with that because I see that so much where they don't know the content that they're posting up, so they just think whatever we're posting up, and then they immediately say, you know what? Social media marketing doesn't work. Let's go on with something else. But they never they never, it's so much work as well. They never delve into it. They never figure out the demographics. They never figure out the type of patients that they want. They never figure out the content that needs to be produced, the times the content needs to be produced, and things like that. And all this, it takes so much time. It's literally another full-time job. That's why I recommend if you, the dentists who are listening to us, which is probably like 95% of it, you guys need to outsource it, because this is literally another job. It doesn't just recommend like, hey, posting up on every single social media platform, because you can't be on every social media platform either. You're gonna spin your wheels marketing all over Pinterest when maybe most of your audience or most of your potential new patients are on Facebook or Instagram, and vice versa. This takes a lot of research, a lot of time, and it's a lot more complex than we all think. And that's why I recommend, obviously, outsourcing it to someone who knows what they're doing, like Aveline, or figuring it out yourself if you can. But like I told you, it's a full-time job, and I'm sure you can relate to that, right, Aveline?
Absolutely, I can relate to that. For example, on Facebook, if you do not respond to a comment within a certain time frame, Facebook actually rates that, and in a lot of cases, will display it on your professional page. So it's almost like you're penalized if you don't reply to people immediately. And, mm-hmm. you know, I manage social media accounts, and people will sometimes post a comment or ask a question or message you at 1 o'clock at night. It's interesting. And you have to respond within a certain time frame in order for Facebook to rate you as being very responsive. And if you're very responsive, your audience is going to want to actually reach out and ask questions, because they know someone's paying attention to this page, you know? Mm-hmm. It's so important. And engagement is 100% so, so important, because specifically Facebook and Instagram, they're together, right? Mm-hmm. But the algorithm there, especially for business pages, is very low. Generally, Facebook only allows a very low percentage, and this is fact, of your feed show up in all of your followers' timeline. That's just a fact. So in order to keep your feed showing in people's timeline, you really need to watch what it is you're posting. You cannot be too salesy, because Facebook doesn't like that, because they actually want you to advertise and pay on the advertising platform. So your posts be engaging, and you should be reaching out to the community, so that way organically you get into their feed. And then when you want to make an ad, put a target in advertising, and then you'd really get see the responses blow out of the park.
Yeah, yeah. See, I didn't even know that. I didn't even know that Facebook doesn't like for you to sound too salesy.
Because they want you to use their advertising platform.
That's
so
true.
So they will punish you. They actually grade you every time you create a post on how many people organically they will allow to see it. So there's a lot of analytics behind Facebook, and if you understand what it is they're liking and what it is they're searching for in a professional page, and you stay within that limits, you will be very successful. But if you don't, and you're constantly posting advertisements and using certain words like call us, make an appointment, using words like that, not using the advertising platform, they will penalize you, and you will have very, very little people actually seeing what it is you're posting, even if you have thousands of followers. That's just a Facebook rule.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So you see, guys, that's just Facebook. That's not every social media thing. So that's a lot of information just for Facebook.
Yeah.
So social media in total, it's, look at it this way. You can either pay a couple thousand to put your biography and your picture of you and yourself on a practice in a magazine that maybe only a couple people would see in a certain small neighborhood or community, or you can actually outsource your social media marketing and get a whole bigger demographic, bigger target community, and put yourself out there. You just got to know what you're doing.
Right. Michael, 1 billion people a month go on Facebook. A billion.
Jeez. So then that's our potential patients. And then we always hear dentists saying like, there's not enough patients. They're here. They're right there. We just need to, and that's just Facebook. You know what I mean? Like, they're here.
So
we can keep going in and talk all about this. But alrighty, Aveline, that's going to do it for this interview. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode. And we'll say goodbye as soon as you tell my listeners where they can find you.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. And I had a wonderful time speaking with all of your listeners today. You can find me on dbsconnections.com. You can reach out to me directly on the website, or you can email me at dbsconnections@gmail.com.
Alrighty, be sure to also support and check out Aveline's new app called Cavity Smash. I'm going to put a link to download it in the show notes. Super addicting. If you guys love Candy Crush, you're going to love this game. Also, I want all my listeners to really understand the effects of social media marketing, what we talked about, and how it can truly attract quality patients. So, if you email Aveline, and her email is going to be in the show notes as well, and in the subject line of your email, if you type in "the dental marketer," your first session is on me. Yep, that's right. Your first session is going to be for free. I paid for it so you can see the benefits of marketing your social media properly. So please, guys, please go take advantage of that, because you literally have nothing to lose. It's going to be free, your first session. If you don't go take advantage, you're going to hurt my feelings. So go take advantage of that. Alrighty, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank my featured guest for joining me. And also, if you're not following me on Instagram already, just type in "The Dental Marketer" and you'll find me. Follow my Facebook as well, "The Dental Marketer." And follow me on Twitter under TDM Tweeting. And guys, I'll see you in the next episode.